Shalom Aleichem can be found on page 4. Or 5 if you prefer transliteration.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashari, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, Malachi, Shalom, Malachi.
Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to everyone who came out on this miserable and rainy night for the warmth and fellowship and beautiful Shabbat spirit that we will share together this evening. I am so glad to see you. And I am so impressed that there are so many people here from Haymarket. You're all going to have the honor for Aleinu tonight because you came the furthest, other than the guests, for the naming. And I'm just thrilled. So, you came far too. You can come up for Aleinu as well. I kind of feel like I see you all the time, so it's not that far. I want to welcome everyone tonight, especially those who are here for Paisley's naming. Paisley, I'm sure, will arrive momentarily. And we are just delighted to be sharing this wonderful simcha with all of you, family, extended family, and friends. Paisley has been part of B'nai Shalom since before she was born. She recognizes all of our voices, and she's a regular at Minion Makers. So we are just delighted that we are going to officially welcome her into B'nai Shalom family. And I want to wish a mazel tov to Frank and Sue Cohn, who renewed their vows with rings they bought in Israel before services tonight, and they'll come up in a little while and share Kiddush with us. And we wish you mazel tov and many, many years of blessings, for you have been such a blessing to our community. I also want to wish Rabbi Cameron luck as she took all the teenagers to New York. And she went on the bus with them and is coming back on the bus with them. So please, tonight during your prayer, say a prayer for Rabbi Cameron. They're going to be at Central Synagogue tonight, and they'll be at Temple Emmanuel tomorrow. And I can tell you now that their response to Temple Emmanuel is they have a lot of seats and not very many congregants. We could borrow that building. And so they usually want to bring me home a few rows of Temple Emmanuel. So we'll see if that happens this trip as well. Our service begins tonight as we welcome Shabbat with the warmth of the candles. And I invite two of my favorite people, Jacob and Hannah Cohen, to light the Shabbat candles for us. And Hannah, like many of our young people, is home on break this weekend from college. Welcome, welcome. Page 6.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown.
But sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day.
And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed.
The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer.
So, when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles.
That is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kirshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech
Page 7. This mystical prayer comes to us from Rabbi Shalom Alkabetz, who is a Kabbalist who lived in the city of Tzfat in northern Israel. Written in 1540, it welcomes the Shabbat bride. Together may we welcome her.
Alai, 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 alai,
our call to worship, the Baruch Hu on page 10. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall. Ahavat Olam can be found on page 11.
Ahavat Olam.
Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel. We rise for the Shema on page 13.
Shema Yisrael.
ובכל מאודך, והיו הדברים האלה, אשר אנוכי מצפה היום על לבבך, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת בם, בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידך, והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים. אני אדוני אלוהיכם. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes.
Inscribe them
on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we stand with just voice. Other times we use timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song. Bottom of page 15 together. Grant us, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace, and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed is the Eternal, whose sukkah of peace is spread over us, over all your people Israel, and over the whole world, and over Jerusalem. The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel. For in 6 days the Eternal God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day God rested and was refreshed. Page 17. There is a little verse that is traditionally said before the major part of the prayer service. God, open my lips that my mouth may declare your glory. What if every time we went to speak, we said that verse first? If before I answered my spouse, I asked if what I'm about to say reflects my spiritual aspirations. If before I went to share a story about another person's life, I asked whether it would reflect the holiness in the world. If before I engaged in idle conversation, I said, God, when I speak, may it declare your glory. If you paused before you spoke, would your conversation be different? Would it force you to elevate your thinking toward glory? We rise for the tefillah.
Adonai sefata tiftach ufi agite hilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohei avotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, ve'elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, ve'elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol, Hanibor, Hanora, Eloyom, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikonei Hakol, Vizocher Chaste Avot Vimahot, Umevi Geula, Livnei Vnehem, Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, Melech Hozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Abraham Be'ezrat Sarah. We turn the page and we read the next prayer in the middle of the page in Paisley's honor. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding from parent to child, from generation to generation. We continue with the Kedusha on page 21. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are thankful. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, melo chol haaretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. Last night, we had the privilege of welcoming two peace builders to our congregation from the land of Israel. A Muslim Qadi and a Reform Rabbi stood in our social hall and talked to us about their efforts in the interest of peace. And so we read two passages, one from the prophet Isaiah and one from the Hebrew poet Yehuda Amichai at the bottom of page 23, as our introduction to our song of peace this evening. We read them together. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall study war no more. Don't stop after beating the swords into plowshares. Don't stop. Go on beating and making musical instruments out of them. Whoever wants to make war again will have to turn them into plowshares first. Shalom Rav can be found on page 25.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Nasihim Leolam. Shalom Rav.
Parsha this week, which we'll be talking a little bit more about later, is Lech Lecha. And Lech Lecha, go yourself, go to yourself, it's something about going and moving. And whether we're looking at it like a physical journey that Abraham had to undertake, Abram at that point, or a spiritual journey, like maybe the kind he started then and continued when he got his name Abraham later on, or kind of physical, mental, emotional journeys that we have. I found a traveler's prayer that you can find on your blue sheet that I thought we'd sing together to recognize that adventurous aspect of the Parsha and what it might mean. She fits a lot of reasons that one might go on a voyage in the first verse of this song. It's pretty impressive, so we can look at those.
It's peace, compassion, and justice to keep you here in my heart. It's love and joy and friendship that hold us when we're apart. It's hope, forgiveness, and wonder that find us every day. It's play and study and laughter that strengthen us along the way.
Page 26. We read responsively. When a person comforts someone grieving a loss, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When a parent sits with a sick child, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When someone helps a friend in need, they are saying, Hineni, here I am. When we see an injustice and we take action, we are saying, Hineni, here I am. When we lend a hand to a complete stranger, we are saying, Hineni, here I am. Not all of us will be called by God to perform great deeds or give great sacrifice, but it's the small, perhaps unnoticed things that we do that speak loudly and say to God, here I am, Hineni. The cornerstone of our community is that we are there for one another, in joys and in sorrows, in grief and in happiness, at times when we are in need of healing in mind or body or spirit. We are there for one another. The Mishaberach glues our congregation together. Very often when we sing Mishaberach for people we don't even know, we are allowed to feel a sense of connectedness in this disconnected world in which we live. For us, when we sing the Mishaberach, we know that our hearts are reaching out way beyond our sanctuary. They're reaching out beyond continents and walls to every heart or life or body in need of strength or healing. As you can see from the list in the back of your service folder, we have so many members and friends of members in need of healing. The list is so long that sometimes I worry what will happen when we run out of a small font. I pray each day for each and every one of them. I pray each day for every member of our community with a broken heart who is not on our list. Last night we had guests and visitors, and some of them heard about this prayer for healing, and so added to our list tonight are people from other faiths who love this idea that a community prays for healing at services. If you have someone in your heart in need of healing, if you yourself came to the sanctuary feeling broken, this Mishaberach is for you. To pray silently.
Say shalom, shalom bin Roma. We are shalom. Say shalom, shalom bin Roma. We are shalom.
Last week, a study came out about the Jewish people, and it is all the buzz in all the newspapers and Jewish publications. And we all have taken a different spin. I even took a webinar this week on interpreting the study, and I'll be teaching next week at lunch a little bit about the study and talking about it in days to come. And I'll tell you the honest truth. The future of the Jewish people resides in the eyes of the babies we name. So I don't really care what last week's study says. I know that as long as little Paisley is brought in front of her Torah and her congregation with her wonderful parents and given a Hebrew name and the values that they cherish and the family that she is going to grow up in, that all will be right with the Jewish world. Paisley is my hope. She's so adorable that not only did she make Jews in the News bulletin board when she was born, but we took a synchronized sleeping picture of her with Mike Mason, and people have been commenting about that baby who made Mike look really good for weeks now. She's already an institution here at B'nai Shalom, but she is our hope. Our whole future resides in the world that she will inherit. She will be the peace builder and peacemaker, and she will be the one who will take our religion, our faith, our values into the future. And she has two amazing moms who will guide her along the way. One of the greatest honors I could possibly have this Shabbat, as we will listen at the end of our service and hear Debbie Friedman take this week's Torah portion and make it sensitive to women by saying it's not just Lech Lecha, it's also Lechi Lach, go forth, little girl, into the world. One of the greatest joys we have is to name this beautiful baby. Paisley will come up, and just so you know, Paisley received her English name in memory of Maria's mom. And she receives her middle name, Madeline, and her Hebrew name, Malka, in memory of Maria's grandmother. And I've been told that both were strong-willed, independent women, like her moms. And so it is my privilege to welcome the grandparents, the Hayford and Hegstead grandparents, and her godparents, Charlie and Erica, to the Bima, as we welcome Paisley into a life of Torah and good deeds and our congregation. Hey, sweetie pie, you look gorgeous. I don't know about little girls, but I could learn.
That's all I know, little girls.
Dear God, we bless this little girl. We bless all she is and all she will become. We thank God for her grandparents. You gave life, and now life comes to you. The circle of life continues. May you guide her and love her and spoil her and only tell her the good stories about her parents. Godparents. In our tradition, godparents have a very special role. You are there to encourage her in her faith and in her values. You are to guide her when she isn't sure that her parents are wise enough to raise her. You are to be there as another pair of hearts, loving and caring for her in this universe. You have been made godparents to teach her that the world is kind and wonderful. And at B'nai Shalom, you also agree to pay for college and the first car. You told them that, didn't you?
I almost forgot that detail. It's a footnote.
Oh God, source of all life, we thank you for the countless blessings you have given us. We thank you especially for the sacred joy and privilege of parenthood, which adds profound meaning and purpose to our existence when we get some sleep. Grateful for your gift of new life, these two wonderful mothers come to your sanctuary to thank you and to ask your guidance in the upbringing of this gorgeous little girl. I love you. In this synagogue, in the presence of your temple family, surrounded by those who love and adore you, we give to you Paisley, Madeline, Hayford, Hegstead. That's quite a mouthful. I don't know that it's going to fit on the SAT form. We give to you the Hebrew name Malka Batova. Malka means queen. May you be a queen of good deeds and a queen of love. And may you come and read these Torahs one day with the same love and devotion that your moms have been coming to Minion Makers all these years. We hope and we pray that this name is a name of blessing and life and health and love for you and all of us who love you. And so it is my privilege to bless you now. Grandparents, just come and put your arms around your children. Godparents, come stand close. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Oh, let the people see the baby. That's what they live for. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav eilecha v'chunecha. May God's face always shine in your beautiful face, guiding and sustaining you. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Most of all, beautiful Malka Batova, may God always be good to you and give you a household, a life, a family, and a world filled with peace and kindness and all the goodness that you deserve. And we, your temple family, say Amen.
Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Lech Lecha, go forth from your land and the place where you were born and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all the families of the earth through you shall be blessed. These are the words that begin our week's parsha. Not only are they moving and invigorating and in a way mysterious, but they're also the proof text that Jews throughout history have used as justification for our right to establish a Jewish home in the land of Israel. When God tells Abraham to go to the land of Canaan and establish it as the land of his family, the ones who would become our people, the people Israel, are given our own land. While we don't stay there forever, after all, God even predicts our slavery in Egypt in almost the same breath as giving us the land of Canaan. The relationship between our people and the land of Israel has lasted millennia. God's words to Abraham throughout the Parsha, but especially in the introduction that I just read you, contains many rich ideas, but I am drawn to the last line in particular. The line, "All the families of the earth through you shall be blessed." I find these words both mysterious and challenging. First of all, I ask myself, how do we bless these people? What kind of blessing is it? And second, I ask myself, why? Why is it a priority for us to bless all the families of the earth when we have our own families to deal with, our nuclear families and our larger Jewish family? When I'm confused about a line of Tanakh or Talmud, I usually go to Rashi first. Partially because he's there to help, and partially because I have this app on my iPhone that makes it extremely convenient. So true to form, Rashi takes God's words to Abraham extremely literally. By his interpretation, all the families of the earth blessing themselves through Abraham means that people all over the world throughout time will literally bless their children, saying, "May you be like Abraham." And it's true. The descendants of Abraham were the children of Isaac and Ishmael. They formed the basis of three of the major religious traditions of the world: Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Jews are just 0.5% of the population of the world, and we fight for the civil rights of all people. Jews are worldwide leaders in philanthropy. Jews are philosophers and scientists and artists and technological innovators. Combined with all of Abraham's descendants, Jews account with the other descendants for all the achievements, advances, and successes of Western civilization for thousands of years. That is a major legacy of Abraham. And I'd like to think that these gifts to the world weren't all the outcome of personal ambition or natural talent. I'd like to think that the words of Lech Lecha, the words that invite us or even command us to be a blessing to all peoples, somehow found their way into the minds of each of Abraham's descendants, planting themselves there and quietly, constantly whispering, "All the families of the earth through you shall be blessed." Because even though I don't remember hearing those words in religious school as a child, and even though they're not what stuck out to me in the Parsha listening to it growing up, I know that they're inside me and inside my Jewish brothers and sisters, as well as my Abrahamic cousins. And I know that as an extended family, We have listened to those words and strove to heed them, to be a blessing and not to just ourselves. When I read God's words to Abraham, the words that predicted or inspired these blessings, I can't help but think of the context in which they were written. These words of Parshat Lech Lecha were written down not so long after the Israelite people had established themselves in the land of Canaan. Our patriarchs and matriarchs were, at this point, the heroes of stories already considered ancient. No longer were the Israelite people simply learning who God was. But by the time Parshat Lech Lecha was actually written down, our people was busy working on the simultaneous projects of establishing a state and a national religion. That alone would be difficult enough, but to make matters more challenging, we were surrounded by peoples with whom we regularly had conflict in order to survive. With few periods of lasting peace and the constant specter of war breathing down our necks, it strikes me as incredible that our people, the people recording this history, would focus on providing blessings to all the families of the earth. This idea of blessing is a key justification for the Israelites' moral right to control the land of Canaan, to make the land of Israel a reality. As soon as God even tells Abraham to go to that land, God adds that Abraham and his descendants will be a blessing for the entire world. The land and the blessings go together. You come to Israel, and then you be a blessing. In this sense, the land of Israel isn't just supposed to be a home for the Israelites. It is also supposed to be the impetus for the Israelites' future actions, actions that will impact the entire world. So as our parsha predicted, the descendants of Abraham, the Jewish people, now occupy that tiny sliver of land. And as we were before, we are surrounded by enemies and live with the specter of war constantly breathing down our necks. We often feel imperiled and insecure, both within the land of Israel and outside it. And sometimes it feels like we can only trust each other. Sometimes it feels like we can't even trust each other. Walking down the streets of Jerusalem, we shrink in fear of those who don't share our style of clothing or our skin color. Walking down the streets of D.C., we turn away from those whom we know to support AIPAC or J Street. We live in terror of the other because the stakes are so high. But the words of God that began Parshat Lech Lecha still hold true. You shall be a blessing, and all the families of the earth through you shall be blessed. Abraham was an adventurer and a rich man and a leader of many. But when people bless their children today, saying, "May you be like Abraham," they speak of his great moral integrity. They speak of the fact that he listened to God. They speak of the fact that he fathered a great and diverse family, a family that includes separate branches, but that ultimately has roots in the same tree. These are the blessings that the people of Israel still have to offer the world. Like Abraham, we as a people are strong. Like Abraham, we as a people are prosperous. But when Jews and Gentiles alike speak of us years from now, they will remember us in the same way in which everyone is always remembered. The ways that we treated others, the ways in which we listened to God, the one who reminds us that we are part of a larger family. Shabbat Shalom.
We rise for Aleinu on page 31. And if you traveled a very long distance to get here, California, Haymarket, please come up and open the ark. Come on. And if you've always wanted to open the ark, you can come up.
Alleluia, Shabbat, Adonai, Hakol, Vatzeichetu.
When Hannah Spiro came to us last year as our musician in residence, her task, the one that we set before her, was to share with us innovative music, bring to us the music of the latest generation, keep us current as a congregation, and share her musical talents with our youth, with our children, and with all of us. And she has certainly brought us new songs. In being a rabbi that Rashi couldn't have imagined, Hannah's emails to me are filled with MP3 links so that I can listen to all the songs that she would like to innovate and share. Preparing for this service was additionally joyous for me and an incredible learning experience, because this year, Hannah has created B'nai Shalom as her student congregation, as a student rabbi at the Reconstructionist Seminary. And in addition to bringing us music, it's my responsibility to watch over Hannah as she preaches and teaches and shares with us. And I have done that with many young rabbis, but I will tell you, I don't know that I've ever worked with anyone as thoughtful or conscientious or devoted to her craft as Hannah is. She worked so very hard in preparing a message that would be meaningful for all of us. And it's so appropriate on this week where we opened our house to all faiths and all peoples. My favorite MP3 this week was the song that Hannah will sing before the Kaddish, our pre-Kaddish song, rather than our pre-Kaddish reading. It is on your song sheets, and as you can see, this gifted young rabbi, this gifted rabbinical student, is also a talented composer. I am not afraid.
Thank you. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not afraid, but all the earth it reels. I am not afraid, but mountains fall into the sea. Listen to them sing about a river where you live and we rejoice. Oh, I am not afraid. It's not a feeling, it's a choice. Rapids will be on and on and on. I'm not afraid. I know it's you and go along. Elanu machase ba'us. Ezra, Ezra, Zahod nimsa me'ud. Alkin lo nira, alkin lo nira. Elanu machase is affirmed. The eternal is affirmed.
Psalm 23 teaches us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And yet, very often we are afraid in life and in the face of death and as we deal with our grief. But together, as we recite Kaddish, the fear turns to comfort. And so, during our year of mourning, as we mourn our precious members who died this year, we remember with love and affection Ruth Goldberger, Gertrude Cohen, Cindy Adock, Al Rubinstein, and Chaim Borenstein. And so many losses in the past 30 days, we mourn with love. Wilk Breeding, grandfather of Nat Breeding. Peter Morley, uncle of Philippa Hinman, great uncle of Stu. Mary DiLorenzo Knight, friend of the Plotkin family. All those who died in the attack at the Washington Navy Yard. Mel Hoffman, brother of Dr. Howard Hoffman. Our beloved member, Larry Jaffe, husband of Judy. Father of Stephen and Lynn. Colonel Audra McLaughlin, friend of the Holleran family. Stephen Sherman, cousin of David Myers. And we mourn this week Irving Zlotnick, father of Stacy Zlotnick, and Cody Medlin, friend of the Dahlberg family. And we honor the memories of those whose yearly anniversary of death, whose yahrzeits fall tonight and this week, three of our beloved members, Hazel Drillick, mother of Sue Feidelman, Jim Forbes, husband of Arlene Forbes, and Ellen Swanson. And we remember with love Anna Cohen, Deanna Fortcourt, Abe Grossman, Milton Hurwitz, Nancy Michaelman, Ernest Saunders, Barry Birch, Harry Kramer, Kate Rothman, Eva Volodsky, Isidore Gamble, Mae Blassingame, Harold Epstein, Harry Feller, David Strassfield, Lisa Fry, Hortensia Ramirez Berg, Dr. Phil Rodoloso, Theodore Schwartz, Philly Spiro, Mario Monteleone, Alvin Teach, Abraham Ziegman, Esther Holleran, Anna Eglow, Shirley Lichtenfeld, Anita Silverman, Elizabeth Normandy, Connie Pullman, and Ruben Slan. Zichronam Livracha, may their precious memories offer us comfort and courage and strength and love, especially when we feel afraid. We rise for the Kaddish on page 36 and 37. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah,
ויעמד עברה חירותי וימליך מלכותי בחייכון ובימיכון ובחיי דכל בית ישראל בעגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן יהי שמי רבה מבורך לעולם עומי עומיה יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר וידרמם ויתנשא ויתדר ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי דקדשה ורחו לאלה מן כל ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה מנחמתה דאמירן ויעלמה ואמרו אמן יהי שלמה רבה מן שמיים us, for all the peoples of the world, may the blessings of life and the promise of peace come true, and let us all say, Amen. Amen. We move from a moment of sacred memory to a moment of sacred joy, as I invite Frank and Sue up to hold a Kiddush cup and be here to lead us in Kiddush. I remember 25 years ago, all three of us were a lot younger. We stood outdoors between Parshat Noah and Lech Lecha, and this wonderful couple pledged their lives to one another. It's hard for me to believe that it has been 25 years. As you know, when a couple gets married, it's only potential. We really don't know how it's going to turn out. I'm happy to say this one had a great ending. Two beautiful children, a wonderful family, and a community that respects you, cherishes you, and is so grateful for your service and your good deeds and your quiet mitzvot each and every day. You, as a couple, inspire all of us to embrace the word covenant with new meaning, and we are so very grateful. So tonight, as you raise the cup, it is we who share thanksgiving. Page 37. Read the English together.
Seventh day is consecrated to the Lord,
our God.
With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzah v'hanu, v'shabbat kachav, v'yahu v'ratzon, hin kilanu. Zikaron ma'azeh bereshit, ki hu yom tehila, lemikra ekodesh, zeher tziyat mitzrayim, ki vanu vaharta, v'yotanu kidashta, mikol Shabbat. Amen.
Hamotzi lechem mi'aretz.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi. Shabbat Shalom, Hannah. First, I want to especially thank Hannah tonight for her sharing her music with us, sharing her thoughts on Lech Lecha, and also her creativity in sharing her song, I Am Not Afraid. Tomorrow is going to be a very busy day here at the temple for Hannah especially. After Minion Makers, which is 8:45, and the breakfast at 8:15 prior to that, Hannah will be leading Women's Torah Study, Lech Lecha, at 10:30. And then at 5 o'clock, she will be leading in music in the Havdalah service to end Shabbat. It's 6 o'clock? Oh, I think the okay, I thought the weekly email said 5-6. Okay, well, thank you. The temple has many activities in the next few weeks. They're listed and described in the email, hopefully the correct times. And I'll highlight some of them. First of all, there is no religious school on Sunday. But there is Hebrew school on Tuesday. So, and while I'm on the topic of school, in your service folder, there's a little blurb there on the third page for the TBS and Barnes & Noble book fair 2 weeks from this Sunday. It's instead of the regular book fair in the temple, and it's the Barnes & Noble in Fair Lakes. All the information is there, but the temple gets a portion of the proceeds. And if you use a code, you can also shop online. It's good for 5 days after. And there's lots of activities for the kids that afternoon at Barnes & Noble. Back to this week. This week, I don't know if it's too late to register for the adult intermediate Hebrew on Tuesday night. No, it's not. Never too late. So you can register up to Tuesday afternoon, I guess. And Thursday evening, there's a retirement round table group meeting at the Pahlavi's home. Temple members who are retired or contemplating retirement are invited. Next weekend, the TBS Sisterhood has its getaway retreat in Virginia Beach. And next Friday night, Rick Reck will be joining us for music and services. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. And come have lunch with me on Wednesday. We'll study together and have a good time. Bring your lunch and be a wonderful hour. And we collectively say a prayer to end the furloughs. But if you're furloughed, then what else do you have to do other than come and have lunch with me? So please do. This time it'll be indoors. The last lunch was in the sukkah. I want to thank Bob for all he did to help us with last night's program and all Sheila did to make sure it was just perfect as well. This week was a testimony to what our congregation is about. There were more support groups this week than I would guess in any other congregation, and we tried to just bring peace a little bit closer. So in that spirit and the spirit of our Torah portion, we will sing our concluding song, which is on your blue song sheets. It seems like Hannah and I looked at each other through the email and said, well, of course we have to sing Lechi Lach for this week's Torah portion. But tonight we sing this song also in Paisley's honor. May she take her sacred journey. And you can sign up to babysit for her after Onik.
Shall
rise for the benediction. Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, our God and God of our fathers and our mothers, thank you for guiding us so that we can be a blessing to those we love, to those we know, to the children in our arms, and to the people who stand beside us. Thank you, God, for this Torah, this tradition, this community that guides us to be a blessing in this beautiful world. Adonai oz la'amo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom. May God give you strength when you don't have any. May God bless your life with a beautiful and lasting Shabbat peace. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.